Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiurs of the third shiur. Davar al bnei Yisrael, yom tov leihem modi Hashem shetikorasem mekorei kodesh eloheim modi shishmim tasim malacha. V'yom shishabbos shabbosim mikakodesh kol malacha leisasu kishabbos si Hashem v'chol moshveiseichem. So we saw Yisodos Gedolim in the previous shiurim, and Tamsis Hadvarim, that in order to have Yom Tov, you need to have the Jewish people. And once the Jewish people are necessary for there to be a Yom Tov, they're also given the power to make the Yom Tov. But it's all contingent on the Jewish people, whereas Shabbos is not contingent on the Jewish people at all. There's Shabbos if we're here or not. So that's Tamsis, Shabbat Tamsis, what we learn. And now we are plowing forward B'siyata D'Shmaya. This we can explain Tosfos. In Maseches Bava Basra of Kuf Chaf Aleph, to answer the Kasha from Kiddushin Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. In the Gemara in Kiddushin, we learn from Moshavos Chol Moshveiseichem that it says Legabe Shabbos, that Shabbos doesn't require a Kiddush Beis Din. You would think that Shabbos requires Kiddush Beis Din, Kamash Malan, B'chol Moshveiseichem, wherever you are. So there's no need for a Beis Din. Wherever Jews are, they keep Shabbos, as Rashi explains. There's only a Beis Din in Yehuda, in Judea, but we don't need a Beis Din. Why do we need a Beis Din? Because B'chol Moshveiseichem. Gemara's lashon is, you don't need it. Shabbos is everywhere and there's no need. It's not, doesn't have to be in a specific place. So that is the Gemara and Maseches Kedushin. And comes along Tosis there, and Tosis asks a great kasha, and the kasha is, Eila Moadei Hashem. Ready? Have our pasuk. Eila Moadei Hashem Ekrei Kodesh Etikur Hashem Moadam. So, what do we learn from here? We learn, like we see in Bava Basra, that only Yamim Tovim require Kiddush Beis Din, and not Shabbos. So we have two sources then, that only Kiddush Beis Din, only Yom Tovim require a Beis Din and not Shabbos. We have the Gemara in Kiddushin, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, that learns about Shabbos. It says, "V'chol Moshveiseichem," and the Memela, you learn from there that Shabbos doesn't require Kiddush Beis Din. And when it comes to, and we also learn from Eila Moadei Hashem, Moadei Hashem require Kiddush Beis Din, but not Shabbos. Why do we need two sources that Kiddush Beis Din only goes on the Moados and not on Shabbos? So that's the Kash of Tyson. The first Teretz, Tosis writes that Rabbi Yehuda and Kiddushin holds like Ben Azai. Ben Azai darshan zeh l'moadei Hashem for other things. Memela, that drasha is not free, so he has to make another drasha. The Gemara drasha in Maseches Kiddushin to tell you that that only the Moadim require Kiddush Beis Din, and and Shabbos doesn't require Kiddush Beis. So that's the first Teretz of Tosfos. The second Teretz of Tosfos is that even according to Yossi Aglili in Maseches Bava Basra, we need two psukim. We only say one pasuk, we'd only exclude mumchen, expert judges. So we have another pasuk that says even hediotos, to exclude even hediotos. In other words, if we had one pasuk, we'd only exclude mumchen. And now we have a second pasuk, we exclude hediotos. But this is very difficult. Why? Since the whole Havamina is that Shabbos is written in the union of the Moados, like the Gemara says. So the moment you have one pasuk to tell you that Shabbos is not like the Moados, and that you don't need Kiddush Beis Din, there's no reason to be mechalek between mumchin, nam mumchin. You don't need Kiddush Beis Din. In other words, one pasuk is enough lafuke from such a Havamina. The Havamina was it's written in the parish of Moados in Memela. It's going to require Kiddush Beis Din. So all we have is one pasuk to tell us, no. It doesn't require, you don't need to. So you already see the fact that it's written in the parash of the Moados doesn't require a Beis Din. So you're not going to be mechalek between Hadyotos and Mumchin. You see, it's not, Beis Din's not required. It's enough, one pasuk is enough. The Karen Ora in the Daramayim Chesam at base, he writes in the Teretz of Tosfos, Mistaber can, it's not Mistaber. From one pasuk we already see it's not like the Moados. They're going to require it all Kiddush based, and so there's really no reason to have such a thought. So it's the lashon of the Gemara. It says Shabbos Bereishis ain't a tzricha kiddush based, and it's mashma b'chlal not. Not that it doesn't require mumchin. Tosfos wanted to say that no, it doesn't require one pasuk only. It doesn't require mumchin. But the lashon of the Gemara doesn't really leave that as a possibility. The Gemara says ain't a tzricha kiddush based, and mashma b'chlal ain't a tzricha kiddush based. Not only the gabim mumchin. So that's a that's difficult. It's a difficult teretz. All you have, all you need really need is one source, and that should be enough for us. Another kasha is, according to the Rishonim, Ritva Sugin Kiddushin Baod. That the Gemara says in Moshe Sechem, it's what it says in Pasuk Gimel. In Pasuk Gimel by us in Parshas Amor. It says, "Sheshzam tatsam alacha v'yom shishabbat shabbat mikra kodesh kol malacha leisasu shabbat hilashem b'chol mashvaseichem." So that's the pasuk that the Gemara is referring to. V'im b'inyanet demoedos atzman k'siv miyad she'eno ken b'shabbos sheyeshna b'chol amoshavos. Right, it already says it in the Ninian of Moados. The Moados themselves tell us. In other words, you have a Gemara in Kiddushin that says from B'chol Moshvaseichem, it's telling you Shabbos doesn't require Kiddush Beis Din. So once you have in the parish of Moados, Shabbos doesn't require Kiddush Beis Din, that should suffice for us. You don't need another pasuk. Another kasha is on this teretz, the whole koach of Beis Din is only if you have mumchen, only mumchen have a koach Beis Din. And only for Horah, to paskin halacha, then for that you don't need mumchen necessarily. According to one man, the Amardine Mamanis. But in general, it's only for Horah you don't need mumchen, but you need mumchen for koach Beis Din. So, if there's makom lebeis din b'kiddush to Shabbos bereishis, if you would have a Beis Din for to sanctify Shabbos Bereishis. It's Pashut she'ein zeh me'atzarich le'Beis Din la'ora al zeh. It's not that they're coming to Paskin, it's that they're coming to create Shabbos. It's you need Koach Beis Din. And the Koach of a Beis Din only applies to a Mumchen. Only Mumchen have a Koach Beis Din. So what's Pshat in Tosfos? That Tosfos says that even if you don't require a Mumchen, Sakadaitach takol panim boi Beis Din she'einan Mumchen. Ma pitom. Beis Din she'einan Mumchen, how they can make Kedusha of Shabbos Bereishis? They can't create, Beis Din Mumchen can't create anything, they have a Koach of Hora. But not to create something. So, איך נסביר את הדברים כשאינו כמה קושיות חזקות לדברי התוספות? אז לפי דברינו אולי אפשר לומר כך. רמב״ם, ספר המצווס קופנן גימל, פרק ה' מלכוס קידש החודש, הלכה א' ובייס, רמב״ם says, that Kiddush HaChadoshim who be Beis Din HaGadol and mikol mokoy mimahani lezeh reshusam sheyekatshu acherim. That Kiddush HaChadoshim is only in the Beis Din HaGadol. You need the Sanhedrin to be Mekadish HaChadoshim. However, they can give reshus that other people can do it. And there in Kiyochos Kiddush HaChadosh, the Rambam says, HaChadosh Zeh Lachem. This is to you, and who's to you? Moshe. Who's Moshe? Moshe is instead of 71. Moshe had gehad the kayach from 71 people. So you see that you need Beis Din HaGadol for Kiddush HaChodesh. Or, the Rambam says, he can give rishus to others. Now it's pashut that the rishus of Beis Din HaGadol doesn't give it a toikif, doesn't give it the power of a psak of Beis Din HaGadol. So what does the Rishus help? So it must be that the Din Kiddush HaChodesh Shemechayiv Beis Din HaGadol Hu Rak Mehadin Sheyeshno Bivei Din HaGadol. In other words, there's a Din in Beis Din HaGadol that they are Yishlem Koch Yitzugi Shemiyatzgim Et Klal Yisrael. They're representing Klal Yisrael. We've discussed this at length in our Shiurim, and it's a well-known vort of the Briska Rav in the fifth parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin, and in our Hilchos Mamrim Shiurim, parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, we discuss this at length. And based on Taurus Rabbeinu in the Sefer Yad HaMelech, Yad Melech. So when Beis Din is acting as a miyatzgim, b'koach yitzugi, that they're representing Klal Yisrael, there they can give rishus, because if they give rishus, they give a haskamah, that's the ma'isa of Kol Yisrael. And that's what the Rambam means, they can give rishus, not als, based in regular, based in the koach, based in, but als, the representative of Klal Yisrael, not as a regular court. So if so, we can say that without any miyut of Shabbos Bereishis, we would explain the din of HaChodesh Zeh Lachem, that it's not koach that comes because of the inyan of Bnei Yisrael b'mo'ados, but rather it's a din on zmanim, not on the Mo'ados, it's sin on Zmanim, Zmanim Nidikviyos based in. And therefore we would say that the same applies to Shabbos Bereishis. Zmanim Nidikviyos based in. And that applies also to Shabbos Bereishis. But after the Miut of one Pasuk, after the Miut of one Pasuk, we have two Pasukim that are Miut, but after the Miut of one Pasuk, we would have learned, Shinamar Bezesh Adin Shal Beis Din Shal Ayin Aleph. We would have said that the Din of the Beis Din of 71 that we see in the Rambam, we said in HaChodesh Zeh Lachem, that's because of the Inyan of Yisrael b'Mo'ados. That's why we need Beis Din of 71, because Gans Klal Yisrael has to make this Mo'ed. That's Kol Yisrael, they're representing all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore that's only B'Kiddush HaChodesh, the Mo'edim, and not Shabbos. But Klapei Etzim HaInyan HaShel HaShir Tikuroisam, Sh'neimar Kan B'Parasha Sh'nitan HaKoch LiYisrael Sa'ak HaDaitach, Amin Adu Adin Sh'keinu B'Shabbos Tuchsivi B'Hadei Mo'edois. וכן אף על פי שאין צורך בבייס דין של עין א', כיוון שאין הלכו בני ישראל לפעול בזה, אבל בייס דין מי אז בואי. So you would think that when we have this union of בייס, איך זה לכם? מה זה איך זה לכם? For Klal Yisrael. Because the union of all of the Jewish people in the Moadim. There you need 71, there you need all of the Jewish people. Beis Din represents all of the Jewish people. That's the Beis Din. The Beis Din HaGadol represents all the Jewish people. So that's what you learn from HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. And therefore, that's only a din in Kiddush HaChodesh. They need all of Klal Yisrael. That applies then to Moedim, not to Shabbos. But Klapei Etzem Enyan Shel Asher Tikru Osam, that it was said here in the parasha that the Koach is given to the Jewish people. I might have thought that the same applies to Shabbos, which is written with the Moedos. So yes, you don't need a basin of 71, because all of Am Yisrael doesn't have to do it, like Kiddush HaChodesh for the Moedim, but you still need a Beis Din. Since it's written in the parish of the Moedos, you need a Beis Din. So for the Moed, you need a Beis Din of Ayin Aleph, you need to call Yisrael. But here, Akol Panim, you need a Beis Din, if, even if it's not Ayin Aleph. And that's why we need an additional pasuk to teach us the whole din Beis Din in Kiddush HaChodesh is only because of the union of the Moedos. Therefore, Shabbos Bereishis doesn't require Beis Din at all. And now we understand why we need two pasukim. We need one pasuk to tell us that the Beis Din HaGadol is needed for the Moedim and not for Shabbos. But you would still say, okay, no Beis Din HaGadol for Shabbos, but maybe a regular Beis Din for Shabbos. So Kamash Malan, no, they don't even need a regular Beis Din. It's only in any of the Moedos. And that's why we can understand Lashon of the Gemara. Shabbos Bereishis ain't a Tzricha Beis Din. It means it doesn't require a Beis Din of 71, but that's not mafkia the need for some Beis Din. And therefore we need another pasuk to say no Beis Din at all is necessary. And we also understand the Nidon that we can at least require a Beis Din she'ena mumchin. Doesn't mean that they don't have smicha at all. They don't have the koach of kiddush, but what it means is that they're not mumchen, or they're not based in hagadah. Full dachuk b'lashon hatosfos. Maybe that's what it means. So that's why we need two pesukim. One to say that the moadim need based in hagadah, need all of Klal Yisrael. Shabbos doesn't. And then a second pasuk to say right there that based in. And the second pasuk to say right there that not only the Shabbos not any Beis Din HaGadol, Shabbos doesn't need any Beis Din. And when Tosfos says a Beis Din of non-mumchen, it means not Beis Din HaGadol mumchen. So this whole vort is only the Shittas HaRambam, the Kiddush HaChodesh requires 71. But Shittas HaRamban is the Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't require 71. And then obviously this teretz won't fly, but what works out is that the Ramban, Bava Basra, also asked the Kashya of Tosfos. They only gave the first Teretz of Tosfos. They didn't give the second Teretz of Tosfos. Because the Chul, the first Teretz of Tosfos, was that in Kiddushin, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Ben Hazeh that Darshan is Moadei Hashem for other things. So if we have other drashas for Moadei Hashem, you end up only having one pasuk to distinguish between Shabbos and the Moedim. That's the only teretz the Ramban gives. He doesn't give the second teretz. Second teretz wouldn't work according to him because he holds that Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't require 71. Be'esh lahat'im yoter mezeh. So we can add some sweetness to this, based on Rashi and Kiddushin. Rashi and Kiddushin, Dibra Masla Tavoy Kiddush requires Beis Din. Maybe Shabbos should require Kiddush Beis Din. V'lone Kaddush Ela B'Yehuda. Only in Judea there's Kiddush Beis Din. Dorma Kol Drishto Dorish Lo Yelvish Chonu Shel Mako. That whenever you're Dorish, you make Drishas, when you seek out, when you go to a Beis Din, a Gadol, it has to be B'Shchenu Shel Mako. Neighbor of Hashem. And by Shabbos is B'chol Moshe V'Seichem, so Kamash Malan that that Kamash Malan, that no, that Shabbos doesn't require Kiddush Beis Din. So that's the Rashi. So Rashi is coming to explain where we have Mashmos from. It says Moshfosech and Moshavos, that you don't require Kiddush Beis Din. And that Rashi writes, if we require Kiddush Beis Din, then that would mean Dafka Kiddush Behuda, just like we have by Kiddush HaChadashim. And therefore, if it says Moshavos, which is Mashma, that it's not Tala in a specific Makom, so the Mashmos is that no Beis Din is required. So by it says Moshfosech and by Shabbos, because it's B'chol Makom, whereas if you need Kiddush, it would dafka be in Yehuda, would be limited to Yehuda. The creation of Shabbos would be limited to Yehuda. But here it's B'chol Moshfosechem, it's Mashma, Shabbos is everywhere. It's not limited to one place, so therefore you don't need a Beis Din. You need a Beis Din, it'll be limited to Yehuda, to Judea. As if Shalom Alefizeh, from this we can only learn that the Kiddush of Shabbos is not included in called Rishos Shata Doresh, just like Rov Dinei Torah, that we don't say about them that they have to be Darshan Bishchein Shel Makom. So to hear, they don't have to be B'chol Rishos Shata Doresh, Lo Yel Bishchein Shel Makom. That doesn't apply to Shabbos. Ve'hin Omnam, we would have a Havimina that since the Kiddush is no get to call Am Yisrael, so it has to be B'Shchein or Shel Makom. You would think in the Havamina that since the Kiddush is no get to call Am Yisrael, so it has to be B'Shchein or Shel Makom, because then Kiddush Shabbos is no different than Kiddush Chadashim. It's like Kiddush HaChodesh is B'Shchein or Shel Makom in Judea and Yehuda, so to Kiddush Shabbos. And that the pasuk says Moshvaseichem only Kiddush HaChodesh, that comes because of Kol Yisrael. It's mischayev that it should be Shcheinu Shel Makom in Yehuda. Hashem came b'Shabbos. There we don't need to be b'Shcheinu Shel Makom. We don't need the Beis Din Hagadol, but any Beis Din is good. Just like any din that any Beis Din is good for, so too Shabbos. And that's why we have the pasuk of Vayidaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. That we have a din based in a Rosh Chodesh is only because the Moadim are Machmas B'nei Yisrael. U'memeila she'en lam kol makom klapi Shabbos bereishis. In other words, as we spoke about in a previous shir, the only way there is Moadim is because of Klal Yisrael. It's tolerating Klal Yisrael. But Shabbos bereishis v'chal not tolerating Klal Yisrael. So since the Moadim are tolerating Klal Yisrael, and maybe they have the koch to make the Moadim. But Shabbos was in a Tali and Kali, so maybe they didn't koch to make Shabbos. So that's all after the Pasuk of Moshe Vasechem. Without that Pasuk, we would have thought that the meat of Vayidaber Moshe is only to say that only the Moadim are Benin shall call Yisrael, and therefore you need Shcheinu Shel Makom. Hashem came Shabbos, even though it needs Kiddush Beis Din, it doesn't need to be Dafka B'Shcheinu Shel Makom. And that's why Tosfos says that you need two Pesukim. You need one Pasuk to say that not only one Pasuk to say that Shabbos doesn't have to be Shcheinu Shel Makom. And then you have another pasuk to say, no, it doesn't have to be Shcheinu Shel Makom. That's what you would think from the Gemara in Kiddushin. But then the Gemara in Bava Basra tells you that it doesn't. You don't need a Beis Din at all. Because the Moadim are Talui in Klal Yisrael. Since the Moadim are Talui in Klal Yisrael, they have the koch to make Moadim. But Shabbos, which isn't Tala in Klal Yisrael, they don't have the koch to make Shabbos. And that's the Kamash Malan of Vayidaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem. Like the Gemara says, Moadei Hashem Namru Shabbos Bereishis Lo Namru, which the Gemara interprets to mean that Moadei Hashem need Kiddush Beis Din. Shabbos Bereishis doesn't. Again, we said in the previous year, it's called Shabbos Bereishis because it's B'chal not Tali in Klal Yisrael. It's Tali in Bereishis, Memela, it doesn't require Kiddush Beis Din at all. Hashem Kein Moadei Hashem do require. So the second source is excluding any Beis Din at all. Whereas in the first source, you would only get that no Beis Din Hagadol is required. like Gemara actually says in Kiddushin that it's just a miut, that the Shabbat that you need Beis and Haggadah for Kiddush HaChodesh and for the Moadim. But Shabbos, you don't need Beis and Haggadah. You would think that maybe you need a regular Beis Din. So Kamash on the Gemara and Baba Basra. And not even that is necessary because Shabbos Bereishis and Tzuch Kiddush Beis Din Stab B'chal Tola in Klal Yisrael. And therefore they don't have the Koach or need the Koach to make Shabbos. No more Rabbi Isai, Baruch Hashem. We have seen Niflos, and there's still a lot more Niflos to see. So we just ask that God be kind to us and that we be zochah to continue this beautiful mahalach. Wow. So please stick with me. Ve'anachno bezrat Hashem nireh niflaot mitorato. But in the meantime, it's been fantastic. So thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.